Well, you don't need to look around much at the world to see that it's a mess. We have Dominican friars who live in Ukraine, so I get regular updates often that I share with you about what's going on in Ukraine. It's horrible. Young men, really not that much older than you, are fighting for their homeland. And young men, many of whom were tricked into going in the first place, are fighting against it. And yet, if that were the only place that this was occurring, that would be one thing. But as a priest from Cameroon who stayed with us over the course of the summer said, I know we should be praying for Ukraine, but what about the rest of the world? You see, there's all kinds of violence that goes on in Africa. In his home country of Cameroon, they've been fighting a civil war for a long, long time. He's doing a doctoral dissertation on the very question of how to reconcile communities. But he has to be careful about the words he uses, lest they think he's with one side or the other. That's how bad it is. We look around the world, and there are people who do not have enough to eat. I don't know what the current statistic is, but thousands of people will die today because they don't have enough to eat. They'll die from easily preventable diseases. And when people live long enough in those kinds of conditions, they get angry enough to do just about anything. There are people who live in areas where things are so desperate, they become so desperate, they'll take the impossible chance. They'll spend their life savings, they'll be taken to get to any other country where they can have basic needs and have those needs met. But we don't need to look around the world because our country is a mess too. We're angry at each other all the time. It seems like there's hardly an issue that we can talk about that doesn't result in us getting emotionally very angry about things. We've always had divisions in our country. But as I approach 60, these seem different to me. There seems to be more vitriol. There seems to be more anger. There seems to be more calling anyone who disagrees with me an enemy. But we don't even need to look at our country. We can look at our area. And we can see that things are not so great in our area either. Just as happened when I lived in Chicago, I get oblivious to hearing that someone else has been shot. It's just too regular, too common. I've driven through parts of the city where there are just one abandoned house after another. I've seen that some people are doing absolutely everything to give their children a chance, an opportunity. But I don't even need to look at our city because I can look here in our school. We, in many ways, are the grand experiment to see if it's possible to bring people together from a wide variety of places to see if we can get along. That's where this begins. You know, Mr. Finucane referenced the pledge to my brother, I can't do everything, but I can do some things. And maybe, just maybe, the way we begin to work for peace is to recognize that we are the grand experiment. We're bringing people together. You are studying with people you would not have met if it weren't for CBC. And you're coming to school here. But that's the easy part, getting here. The harder part is whether or not we are willing to get to know, to learn about, and to understand people that are different than me, than you. Are you willing to take a chance to sit at a different table at lunch just to hear a story or to get to know something? Are you willing to talk to that person in class that you don't really know that well? Maybe even that you think is a little odd or strange. Are you willing to consider another point of view, not for the point of necessarily agreeing, but before you form your own opinion, coming to understand? Mr. Finucane rightly pointed out that Jesus demands something very complicated. Well, I'm afraid to do those things. He tells us, don't be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith in me. Well, you know, I don't want to help those people. Okay, in Matthew 25, he says, well, if you don't want to help those people, you don't want to help me. I want peace. Pope Paul VI said, if you want peace, work for justice. Justice is when people get the things they deserve. We tend to think of that line, when people get what they deserve, in a criminal sense. But the reality is it's not meant primarily for a criminal sense. Justice is a virtue, and it is something that God is. It's when people get the things that they deserve. And what is it that we deserve? Food, clothing, shelter, health care, and the opportunity to get them. We have to make sure. We have an obligation, according to Jesus, to do these things. Now, the theme for Lasagna Days of Peace is about a journey. We can't change everything all at once. No one of us individually can do that. But Jesus knew that, and so he called a community. And he said, well, if we get a bunch of individuals together who can make a change, we together might be able to do something more than we could if we all just went about doing our own little things. The first step is to really hear what Jesus has to say. Peace is my gift to you. But we don't get peace unless we recognize that as the body of Christ, we are all in this together. That every other human being is a way in which we encounter the person of Jesus. And most of all, every human being has the dignity and the presence and the person of the image of God. Let's ask the Lord to help us to take that journey, to take that first step, to do something in the name of peace, even something as simple as getting to understand and know a little bit better the people around us.